The readings of this Thursday in the second week of Lent are so full of teaching and messages that were I to be able to preach them, we would never get out of here, and my voice would run out for sure. But in the first reading from the prophet St. Jeremiah, the main lesson that we need to learn, and of course there are others in the main, I said, he says, cursed is a man who puts his trust in man. And let me tell you, when you do that, you are going to be let down. You are going to be betrayed. He also says, blessed is a man who puts his trust in God. Now the gospel is about Abraham and Lazarus, a parable, not a real story, but it could be real. And of course our Lord, tongue in cheek, uses the name of one of his best friends, Lazarus, to describe the poor man, the beggar. And of course Lazarus is in rags and starving, and Divus, which simply means the rich man in Latin, has everything. But he's not even concerned about this poor man in his porch, in his front door. And so, of course, when they die, Lazarus goes to the bosom of Abraham, which was a term in Hebrew for heaven, and Divus, who was so uncaring, goes to hell, from where, and this of course is not, it's a parable, in hell they cannot see heaven, they see nothing. He sees Lazarus in heaven in the bosom of Abraham and asks him to dip his finger in water and put it on his tongue because he's suffering so much. That of course is an impossibility. The souls in hell have no reprieve. They don't even see good things or good people or much less God and his saints and his angels in heaven. The other message which is important, because we shall see it sometime during the season of Lent, and we always mention it, is today is a feast of a very interesting saint, Saint Photina. Saint Photina was the woman to whom our Lord spoke at the well in Samaria. And of course, it shows that our Lord was not held bound by the rules of the Hebrews. He did as he wished. He is God and he can change the law, he can change customs as he wills. And so he speaks to her and asks for water. And then she goes on and on. And she says, if you knew who's asking you for water, you would ask him instead for water. And then he tells her, you have been married 5 times, and you're living with another man who is not your husband. And she immediately knows, this is somebody special. This is somebody who is not just a man. And then she really realizes, and that's how faith grows. She realizes that he is the Messiah. So she goes to the town and gets a bunch of people, including her sons, whose feast it is also today, Saint Joseph and Saint Victor. Eventually, they were converted by Christ, maybe that very same day, we don't know, we are not told, and baptized. And they eventually went, according to tradition, to Rome, where they converted many people, including the daughter of Nero. Whether that's true or not, who knows? But nevertheless, they didn't just sit on their hands and receive the gifts that God had given them and enjoy them for themselves. They went out and converted others, which, of course, in this month, when we renew our promises to Mary, to Jesus, to Mary, and the Legion of Mary, this is very important. We don't just sit around and enjoy ourselves for the gifts that Jesus gives us. And there are so many. I mean, if you realize that you're sitting here in front of God, not only Jesus, but the Father and the Holy Spirit, and thus you are sitting here at the door of heaven. How wonderful that is. How splendid that is. And how much we should share that with others. And, of course, there are so many, even in the church, who do not believe. So we need to, in that sense, pray to Saint Faustina and her two sons, Joseph and Victor. Now, eventually, Nero had them killed. First of all, he had their hands beaten with iron rods for 3 days. Now you can imagine how much that hurt. Hands are very sensitive. For 3 days, with an iron rod. But nothing happened to them. And he couldn't understand it. So then he had them beheaded. The easiest way in the New Testament of getting rid of somebody you didn't want. Chop off their head. So Saint Faustina and her sons, Joseph and Victor, were converted at the well of Samaria, Jacob's well, that he had dug himself. So all kinds of things happen to us if we are open to the living grace and the loving grace of Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.